Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Arun Joshi. Now the dates of Arun Joshi are from 1939 to 1993. Okay? Now Arun Joshi is a Sahitya Academy Award winner for his novel The Last Labyrinth. Okay? The Last Labyrinth, which came out in the year 1982. Okay? And he's famous particularly for one more novel called The Strange Case of Billy Biswas. Okay, The Strange Case of Billy Biswas. Ye novel inka bahut famous hai. Now, with respect to his literary works, the first thing that you should know is that he wrote in simple and lucid language that reflected his clarity and precision of thought. Along with that, he uses many literary devices like metaphors, similes, imagery, symbolism. And in terms of influence, he was influenced by both Indian and Western literary traditions. Whether it be Indian Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, or Western existential writers, all of this have influenced the works of Arun Joshi. And the themes that Arun Joshi explores in his novels are the themes of identity, alienation, spirituality, morality, and he often depicted the inner lives of his characters, who are mostly urban professionals and intellectuals, and also their struggles and conflicts in the modern society of India. So let me discuss his important novels. The first novel that you should be aware of is The Foreigner. Okay, The Foreigner, which came out in 1968. In this novel, he depicts the life of Sindhi Oberoi. Okay, Sindhi Oberoi. Now, Sindhi Oberoi is a orphaned Indian who lives in London and feels alienated from both his native and adopted cultures. Okay? And the novel explores the themes of identity, loneliness, love, and death. Now, uske baad, as I said, the most important, or let's say the most famous work by him is The Strange Case of Billy Biswas. Okay? इसमें होता क्या है? Now this novel was published in 1971 and in this novel it is a story about Billy Biswas, this character. He is a well educated Indian who abandons his affluent life in Delhi. ठीक है, मतलब एक अमीर घराने के थे ये, but he abandons his life and joins a tribal community in Madhya Pradesh. But of course the ending is not that happy. It is a tragic ending and this novel explores the themes of spirituality, freedom, authenticity and happiness. ठीक है, और एक और नॉवल है इनका जिसके बारे में आपको जानना चाहिए, called The Apprentice. ठीक है, The Apprentice, which came out in 1974. This novel portrays the life of this character called Ratan Rathor. ठीक है, Ratan Rathor, he is a corrupt civil servant. ठीक है, who tries to ultimately redeem himself after witnessing the horrors of the Indo-Pakistan War. ठीक है, and the novel explores themes of guilt, repentance, redemption, okay? Because as I said, he is a corrupt civil servant and because of his corruption, some tragic things happen and that is what makes him feel bad. Usko lagta hai ki meri galti ke wajah se kya tragedy ho gayi. So this is what makes him feel repentant. So from an exam point of view, you should know the names of his novels, the 3-4 novels that I spoke about. Uske baad, the novel that won the Sahitya Academy Award and also the name of the protagonists. Okay? Now let me tell you some more details about his works. As I said that the theme of alienation is recurrent in his novels. Okay? Alienation. And his heroes are intensely self-centered persons prone to self-pity and escapism. But in spite of their weaknesses, they are genuine seekers who strive towards a purpose in life and self-fulfillment. Okay? Well, broadly, this is what we can say about the protagonists of his novels. For example, if we take the example of protagonist Sindhi Oberoi in this novel, The Foreigner, okay, isme hota kya hai? This person is alienated from all of humanity. Okay? He is the only son of an Indian father and an English mother, and he is born in Kenya, which is in Africa, and he is orphaned at a very early age, and he grows into a youth without family ties and without a country. Okay? And he confesses in the novel that my foreignness lay within me. Okay? My foreignness lay within me. He is educated in England and United States and he sums up his life as 25 years largely wasted in search of wrong things in wrong places. Okay? Ye bada bahut famous sentence hai. 25 years largely wasted in search of wrong things in wrong places. Now after that, this novel, The Strange Case of Billy Biswas. Now this protagonist is also alienated from higher middle class society in which he is born and brought up. Now he is educated in the United States and after his return to India, his marriage a secure teaching job in a major university. All of this failed to satisfy his inner spiritual requirements, and his sense of purpose is not fulfilled by all of this. He ultimately joins a primitive tribe, okay, a tribal group, a community join kar lete hain ye, and where he is soon accepted as an incarnation of a legendary ancient king, okay, he is accepted in that group. But this short happy life of Billy Vishwas ends during a attempt by near relations to reclaim him, okay, because his family members tell him to come back, and they try to take him back, and ultimately by accident he is shot dead by a policeman. So there is a kind of tragic ending in this novel also. Now uske baad maine aapko bataya tha that the next important novel by him is called The Apprentice. Theek hai, Apprentice. In this character called Rathore, theek hai, he is a government official or a civil servant, but a corrupt official, and his part in a fraudulent deal, government deal, involves supplying defective weapons to the army, okay, and this ultimately leads to the death of his brigadier friend in the Indochina war which takes place. And this is what makes him feel repentant, this is what makes him feel bad, that you know, his actions, his wrong actions, his corrupt actions have actually taken the life of his friend, okay.